Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Caleb sent me a story. The more you think about it, the more infuriating it becomes. Lawsuit. ICE detained U.S. citizen for a week in Tacoma. That's the Immigration Customs Enforcement. It's ICE, or Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They detained a U.S. citizen for a week in Tacoma. So you're a U.S. citizen. ICE grabs you and holds you for a week. They say, oh, you're a U.S. citizen, never mind, and they let you go. Now, in the grand scheme of things, we hear about crazy stuff in the news all the time. And so simply being detained might not seem like that big of a deal until you realize being detained for a week. And, of course, the entire time you're being detained, you don't know you're getting out in a week. They grab you and they're holding you for a week, and you're a U.S. citizen. It's a crazy story. The Associated Press published it. The Oregonian ran it. A naturalized U.S. citizen is suing U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, saying the agency held him in detention for a week, even though he had his passport on him and repeatedly insisted he was an American. So I am an American. I've got a passport. ICE grabs me and throws me in detention for a week anyway. Because it's going to take them a while to get around to checking that passport. Because I don't know if you've got a passport or not, if you've ever traveled internationally. Passports are very, very complicated. When you show them to somebody, it usually takes them a good 30 seconds to look at it and hand it back to you. So you can't expect them to get to this in a week. The Northwest Immigrant Rights Project filed a lawsuit Friday in U.S. District Court on behalf of Carlos Rios, who is a resident of Everett. He's a resident of Everett, and he's been in the U.S. since the 1980s, and he became a citizen in 2000. So he's been a U.S. citizen now for, I could do the math on this, but 20-ish years, maybe 21. He said, I cannot understand why I was detained and why no one listened to me. I had my U.S. passport with me when I was detained, and I told this to the immigration officers many times. I hope that this lawsuit can make a difference to ensure that others are not subjected to such terrible, unlawful treatment by U.S. immigration officials. The lawsuit says that Rios was pulled over while riding a motorcycle in Pierce County in November of 2019, and the police said they pulled him over for suspicion of driving under the influence. And we don't know what became of that, but they released him from jail the next day. So the police have him overnight. They release him from jail. As he walks out of the jail, two ICE officers were waiting for him. So the police apparently called ICE and said, hey, there's a guy here you want to take a look at. Now, it's unclear why they would say that, because the guy is a U.S. citizen and he had his passport with him. Without identifying themselves, they seized him and brought him to a privately run for-profit immigration detention center in Tacoma, the lawsuit said. Now, there's a couple problems there, one of which is when you have privately run for-profit detention centers, I assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I assume they get paid for housing people, right? It's like a privately run for-profit prison. They get paid when prisoners are there. When prisoners aren't there, they get paid less. So a privately run for-profit detention center, which is holding people for the government, presumably gets paid by the day per person they detain. So let's see now. The profit incentive here is to keep people longer or to let them out earlier. Let me think about this now. Again, hold on. It's like the passport problem. Rios said he repeatedly asked officials and guards to look at his passport, which was among his belongings they had seized from him, but they had the passport in their possession. It wasn't until a week later that he was then transported by ICE officials to Tukwila, and I could be mispronouncing it, I hope I'm not, where ICE officials took his biometric information, presumably fingerprints and so on, reviewed his records, and then realized he was an American. So it didn't even come down to his passport. He had a passport with him the whole time as he's working his way through the system, but they're like, take his fingerprints. So when they ran his prints, they go, oh, he's a U.S. citizen. And they realized he was an American. They realized he knew it all along. He'd been telling them all along. They just didn't either listen, they didn't care, they didn't believe him, we don't know. But he was finally released. The agency, ICE, did not immediately respond to an email seeking comment on Friday. According to the lawsuit, Rios was subjected to isolation. Guards threatened to sedate him. He had to pay $700 to get his motorcycle back because it had been stored this entire time after it had been impounded. And while in detention, he lost an opportunity to start a new job, and the man is a welder. So he's a skilled gentleman. He had a new job lined up, and he lost the job. So currently, he still does have a job. He's a welder at the Port of Everett. But despite being a U.S. citizen, ICE deprived him of his liberty for a week, violating his sense of safety and belonging in this country, effectively demonstrating that he was not a full-class citizen, the lawsuit says. Indeed, the individuals detaining Mr. Rios ignored his pleas that he was a U.S. citizen, and he was left to wonder and despair about what would happen to him. The lawsuit seeks damages for false arrest, false imprisonment, negligence, and other claims. And the crazy part, there's several crazy parts, but the crazy part about all of this is the man's got a passport. So just look at the passport. Just look at the passport. Now, I suppose it's possible he could have looked at the passport and said, well, we think it's counterfeit or something. I don't know. I've got a passport. And when I look at the passport, I don't think this would be an easy thing to counterfeit. I know anything can be counterfeited, most likely. But you'd think they'd look at it and go, passport. Got the guy's name. Got his photograph. How hard is it to verify the authenticity of a passport? Someone in my audience must know. Please, please, someone weigh in and let me know. If I hand a government official a passport, say, there you go, that's my passport. If I hand a government official my passport, if that government official has questions and isn't sure, is this passport real? Isn't there some central registry somewhere that actually lists passports and says, okay, because a passport's got a number on it. I forgot how many digits it is, but I've got one. And I know that every year to run the Free Press Marathon, which is what some of those medals are for, the marathon goes into Canada and comes back to the U.S. So I cross an international border twice in the first 7 miles, 8 miles maybe. And you have to have a passport to do that these days. So when you enter the marathon on January 1st of the year of the marathon, you are asked, what's your name, address, age, sign a waiver, blah, 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 blah. What's your passport number? And you give them the passport number. I'm assuming that there's some way to check to see if this passport number matches this name. So if some guy comes along and says, my name is Carlos Rios, and I'm a U.S. citizen, and here's my passport, I would think that the government could take the passport and go, okay, that's him, that's a passport number. The only question at this point is this passport authentic? Is there really no way to do that within 7 days? And it sounds like they want to chasing it down based on his fingerprints anyways. I'm curious if it's not more important for them to dump warm bodies into the privately run for-profit immigration detention centers. What other explanation is there for grabbing a U.S. citizen who is literally in possession of a passport at the moment that he's seized and holding him for a week and never looking at the passport, or if you look at it, disregarding it? What other explanation is there for this? What else is there? I mean, did he tick off the wrong person maybe? I don't know. But it's a crazy case. And if these facts are as alleged, it's worrisome. So I'll tell you right now that, again, if you got grabbed and you were told we're going to hold you for a week, that's one thing. But if you got grabbed and thrown someplace and they wouldn't listen to you and you didn't know how long you're going to be held for, that's another. And to have 1 week of your life lost at random like that is a scary concept. Okay? I mean, I do a lot of stuff in 1 week. And it would really, really screw things up. Especially if you grab me during the wrong part of the, you know, there's times when I got important stuff to do. If I couldn't do it, bad things would happen. Bad things would happen. So the lawsuit says ICE detained a U.S. citizen for a week in Tacoma, despite the fact that he was at that moment in time in possession of a passport that officials didn't bother to look at for at least a week. Caleb sent it. Thanks a lot. The Oregonian published it. The Associated Press wrote it. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. It's important to feel valued. Stay close to those who value you and distance yourself from those who do not.